Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. In this 15-minute segment, you're going to be empowered in your everyday walk, everyday process. You're going to be encouraged in the fact that God knows you and that he has a plan for you and that he's going to get the glory out of you. And he uses your everyday life, everyday situations to help shape you according to his will and his word. And this helps us because it allows us as we live the word, apply the word, grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed. We are changed for his glory. We are changed to become more and more like him. And so as we allow the word inside of us to shape us and the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us, we become light. We become even the salt to someone else. We encourage them with our life. We lead them further into the destiny that they need to, because we are each other's keepers. So whenever we see someone who's walking and been through some things and we see their life, it encourages us to stand, to continue to believe God and to see the greatness of his power. It also draws people who do not know Christ to the light. So our life means something. Our walk of faith means something. Our obedience means something. And it all brings glory to God. God chooses unlikely people for his purpose and his plan. When he chooses a person, an individual, a family, a tribe, a nation for his glory, then he gets exactly what he wants, and he gets glory out of us. And I'm so grateful and honored that God has chosen me and you for such a time as this so that he can get glory and someone else's life can be helped, encouraged, uplifted through the life that we live for the glory of God. We're going to go back and look at destiny a little bit more, and destiny is tying into faith because we understand that our faith walk is based on everything that Jesus has accomplished, and it is tied to the destiny that he's already had, he already planned for us, predestined for us before the world began. And when we trust him with our lives and trust him with our destiny, the struggle and the fight is not the same. You're not fighting against the will of God. You're not trying to figure this out. You're resting in the fact that he's God and he's up to something and he's going to lead you to a place that is good. We're going to look at Romans 8, verses 28 and 30, but I want to read verses 26 through 30. I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible. So I pray that it blesses you. And the word of God reads, it says, "Meanwhile, the moment we try, we get tired in the wait. God's Spirit is right alongside us, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail of our life of love for God is working to something good. Thank you, Jesus. God knew what he was doing from the beginning. He decided from the offset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. The Son stands first in the line of humanity he restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. After God made the decision of what his children should look like, he followed it up by calling people by name. After he called them by name, he set them on a solid basis with himself. And then after getting them established, he stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what he had begun." Now, this is part of our destiny. This is our destiny scripture, and this right here lets us understand a lot of things. As children of God, we don't always know what to pray and how to pray. There's situations that happen in our lives, and we just don't know what to pray. As verse 26 said in Romans 8, that we don't know what to pray. But the Holy Spirit is there, accomplish what we cannot accomplish, to say to God and present to God what we cannot present and what we don't even know how to present. He's there as a very present help. So even when we're in these destiny situations, when we don't know what to do and how to maneuver, the Holy Spirit is there making intercession for us. He understands the pregnant, as it said, the pregnant condition that we're in. We're always in a state of getting ready to give birth to something that God himself wants to see in our lives develop, release for someone else, mature and grow. So the enemy will try to make it seem and appear that you're in a hopeless place and that you need to take matters into your own hands. But when you trust God, you're trusting him that if he was able to save you from hell and from destruction, then he's able to lead you and guide you, and he has a plan. And so you have to trust that where he's taking you and what you're going through is not for naught. God is not picking on you. He's not trying to make you fail or fall. This is a process of making. Abraham himself went through a process. God tells him, get out of the place where you are and go there. There is the place where you continue to go, and I'll show you and let you know when you get there. Well, we're in a process of there. We're going somewhere. We're headed somewhere. It's not a place particularly as in a landmark, but it's a spiritual journey. We're headed somewhere, and God is going to command and cause us to be more and more like him as we go in this process, because just like Abraham, he's going to get out of us the things that do not glorify him and put inside of us the things that do and cause those things to thrive and to grow and to increase and enlarge. We're going to be more and more like him. We have to, as John said, we have to decrease that he might increase. And how that happens is as we go through life situations and we apply the word of God, we see more of the destiny that God has for us coming alive. All things work together for the good. All things work together. And this is referring to when it says all things, it means even the suffering that we endure, the things that we face, the trials that we go through, the everyday life situations. These things are going to work for our good. God is going to make it good. He's going to cause it to be good for us. He's going to cause it to be something that looks and exemplifies Jesus Christ. And we don't always know how that's going to happen, but we have to trust that God, he is up to something in our life regardless of what we face. To look like Christ, we have to reign in victory with Christ in everything that we do. In our servanthood, in every condition, in every circumstance, we have to look like Jesus. So when we are saying, God, I trust you with my destiny, we're taking on him. We have taken on his likeness, his character, his spirit. And so therefore, we're saying we don't want to look like us in the situation. We want to look like you. So when we look like you, we trust that what you're doing or has allowed to happen in our lives at this particular moment is going to work, because we're not looking at it through a human standpoint when how we can fix it and how we can work it out. We're saying, God, I trust you with my destiny, and you're going to give me the wisdom, the words, the knowledge, the truth, the leading, the guiding. You're going to give me everything that I need in this situation so that I come out looking like you, that I come out with victory, that I come out with joy, that I come out trusting you even more. I come out with the fruit of the Spirit being seen and being evident, even in a hard situation, even when I'm crying and tears are rolling down my face. I'm not acting out in my flesh, even though I'm hurting. I'm saying, God, help me to look like you. And how we do that is we have to say, God, I'm trusting and depending on you. Those who love God and those who are called by God understand that it is in the response to God, to his love, our love for him, because we know he loves us, that we walk and believe and trust him through the Holy Spirit. Our walk of love, our trust in him, says to him, Father, we trust you. Now, you must understand that God always, always will put us in predicaments where we are going to be tried. The reason why he has to, because anything in life, even in the world, even with industries, they test the product first to see the strength of it, to see the endurance of it, to see any weaknesses in it, to see if it's going to stand up to what they're saying that it's going to stand up and do what they say it's going to do. Well, God tests us because he wants to see, first of all, do we trust him? Do we believe him? Are we going to stand in his word, and are we going to do it the way his word has instructed us? So when we are going through these things in our lives, this is part of our shaping for destiny. But it also lets us see the posture and the position that we're in, where we really are at. Do we really trust God? Do we really believe him? Do we really walk in according to his word, or do we do things our way? When we get in a sticky situation, are we getting ourselves out? Are we doing it our way? Are we manipulating and trying to do things to make it look good for us or make us feel good? But whenever we know that there's a situation that we're in and we haven't done anything to cause the situation, and we understand that this is a trying of our test, even though of our faith, even though the test is hard, and we trust God, or God is telling us to do something that is uncomfortable, that he's telling us to trust him and go forward in ministry or go forward in this area, and when we're not understanding why we have to go through this completely, we're not understanding why God is allowing us to go through this, why can't he just do it? Because it's in the process of us going through something that we're made. It is in the process that we go through this test that things that are not like God are shaved off, carved off, molded off. It's in that process that we begin to seek hard after him and get more of his mind, of his spirit. As we get in the word and we seek hard after God, we understand more of the spiritual side of what we're going through than the fleshly side. And our spirit man arises and takes charge, and our flesh is made to submit to this test that we're going through, even though we don't like it, and we command ourselves to take joy, we command ourselves to believe God, we command ourselves to praise and worship God, and as we do, we're becoming more and more like him, but we're also trusting the way that God is taking us. God foreknew us. God knew us beforehand. He knew us before anything ever began. He already knew us, but he chose us so that he can get glory. He chose us so that he can get the glory out of our life. He already knew those who were going to be his. He already knows those who were going to bring him glory. He already knew the path that he had for us. And 1 Peter 1 and 2 lets us understand that as believers, we have been chosen by God to be part of his family. And not only are part of his family, but we are basically those who he's going to use to get glory out of our lives, and he's going to give us his eternal wisdom. He's going to give us that eternal wisdom that we need. So when God chooses us, he doesn't just throw us out there unequipped. He's given us his spirit. He's given us the name of Jesus. He's given us his blood. He's given us his word. He's given us power. He's given us wisdom, knowledge, and truth. He's given us all these things to help us in our destiny walk. We're not out there alone, and he's with us and never leaving us or forsaking us. So we're not out there alone. He's right there. God not only foreknew us but predestined us, he also called us through the preaching of the gospel message, to be his. In other words, those who have been called by God have been foreknown, predestined, and justified. Call refers to an internal work of the Spirit. So God internally called us spiritually to him, called us to be benefactors of his benefits, of his gifts, of his blessings, of everything that he did for us. So he's called us to that, and we're justified. We're justified, declared righteous by Jesus, by the blood, so that he can get glory. The glorifying means that God wants to get glory in the now, the present, and the future in our lives. He wants them to see and know his splendor, his greatness, his hand. So God wants all of those things as part of our destiny walk. Let us understand that when God wants glory out of someone, he's going to get it, and he will use the simple or the great things in our life to push us further and further to the place of destiny, the place where he gets glory. Somebody's life is going to be touched. Somebody's life is going to be freed because of what we endured. We're going to go, and tomorrow we'll finish up this part of destiny. We're going to finish up this part of destiny so we can get into faith, more faith next week. And I'm thanking God, because sometimes we don't understand the things that we go through as part of our making, part of destiny, and that from the beginning of time, God already had us in mind, and he knew everything that we were going to endure and go through, and he knew what it would take to get the oil out of our life, to let the dross of gold rise so that we could be everything that he did. So even though you don't like it, this is part of your walk of faith. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank God for you, and I pray that you're encouraged in your walk of faith. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed day.